Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. It's a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in singing and join us in prayer and follow along in the Word of God. Let's just lift up our voices and our praise to Him. Join with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And again, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you for taking time to worship with us today. The Lord permitting and helping us, we promise not to waste 1 minute of your precious time. Time is a precious commodity, and radio time is very expensive. And we're thankful for this opportunity to be with you. So we want to make every minute count for the Lord Jesus Christ. Contact someone and invite them to worship with you if it's possible. And have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. Remember, the Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekdays at this same time, and then there's a half-hour broadcast that's aired on the weekend. Page 549 in the celebration hymnal, here's a great one that we sing at church, Higher Ground. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Where doubts arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher. On higher ground, I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound. The song of saints on higher ground. scale, the utmost height, and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Well, again, another great prayer song. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. Hallelujah. Do you pray for the Lord to lift you up? One thing about it is he is not a God that ever lets us down and never brings us disappointment, but he always lifts us up higher. And he said, as the Son of Man was lifted up, so must the Son, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must also the Son of Man be lifted up. So let's lift him up today in this worship time. And by this service is over, we want you to know by lifting him up, you will also increase and you will also be lifted up. John 4:13 is the precious promise today. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Well, I didn't read the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, so let's read it now. In 1 Peter 4:10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. You do this every day for so many years like we have, and once in a while you'll blunder a little bit. But the Word of God is always great, and it's always music to our ears, whether we hear it at the beginning or whether we hear it at the middle or whether we hear it at the end. Let's be thankful for the Word of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you today that you bring us to a place where you give us water and we never thirst again. We're thankful, Lord, today that the water that you give us is like a well of water springing up into everlasting life, bringing us an eternal quench to our thirst. And Lord, we're just thankful today that we can receive the gifts and minister the same one to another. We can be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Lord, there's just so many things that we can do and so many places that we can fill. I'm glad, Lord, that serving Jesus is definitely not boring, and no one is ever going around and saying, I'm bored with the Christian life. If we read the Word of God and act on it, our lives are filled with excitement and joy and peace and love and understanding, and the list goes on. Use this service for your glory and honor today. Bless each one that's with us. Lift them up, I pray, above the shadows and plant their feet on higher ground. Should someone be listening, Lord, that's unsaved, I pray you'll speak to his or her heart, and today will be the day when many are saved. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. serve. Sing it now, hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, and his name is Jesus. Well, we'll give you the contact information at the end. Let's just keep on singing, I'm Too Far Upon My Journey. I'm sometimes, my heart is filled with gloom and sadness. When I see so many in this world that's lost, then I say within my heart, oh blessed Savior, take me through whatever be the cost. I'm too far upon my journey, friend, to ever think of turning back into this world of sin. Though I may not be the first one in the kingdom, I'm so glad if I can only make it in. Oh, it's not the one who prays the loudest, or to the one who speaks his word the best, but it's promised to the true and to the faithful, to the one who overcomes and stands the test. It's so dangerous to have your vision covered. It's so dangerous to have a carnal mind. But if you follow in the footsteps of the Savior, heaven can be yours as well as mine. I'm too far upon my journey, friend, to ever think of turning back into this world of sin. Though I may not be the first one in the kingdom, I'll be glad if I can only make it in. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And we're thankful that we're this far on our journey. Join us next time if you can. Remember, each weekday at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. The mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.